Why is ISIS releasing hostages? Wycliffe Bible Translators is preserving culture, language, and heritage. And did you know that cows can open doors? These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's good news coming out of Syria. A Christian on the ground is reporting ISIS has released more than 24 Syrian Christians. More than 200 were abducted last week as ISIS took Assyrian villages in Syria. Middle East expert with E3 Partners, Tom Doyle.
We don't exactly know if they escaped, if someone paid a ransom. We really don't know what happened. We just want to thank the Mission Network News listeners for praying. You've been a part of something historic.
Some of those released, says Doyle, were key Christian leaders. Don't think ISIS is easing up, though. They're not. But Doyle doesn't want us to get discouraged.
If you watch the news at night, you have to conclude the body of Christ is getting creamed. And you know, that just couldn't be farther from the truth. We are seeing faster underground church growth in Syria than we've ever known about.
Doyle's new book called Killing Christians is available at missionnews.org. Now, this book will introduce you to believers literally on the front lines of historic church growth. Next, it's easy to get overwhelmed by Syria's never-ending struggles. The four-year civil war, the ISIS crisis, the millions of Syria's people now living as refugees. But Open Doors USA is sharing good news at missionnews.org. With the help of Open Doors donors, Syrian Christians are caring for the spiritual and physical needs of more than 2,000 refugee families. In 2011, they could only help 16 families. Pray this partnership continues to bring people to Jesus. This is Mission Network News. Think your job's hard? Try working all hours of the day in the city's underbelly, witnessing the horrors of human trafficking as you bring Jesus to the least of these. India Partners' Katie Fiedler tells us from India about their cohort's ministry in the Red Light District.
Their jobs are to go in and form relationships with people that are in really unspeakable conditions.
It's highly oppressive. The work is really difficult and slow.
Fiedler and her team are teaching ministry partners how to work more effectively as they reach out to women in Christ's name.
A lot of times people get put into positions of authority and leadership without any training at all.
Pray the new information will help workers improve their ministry. Pray many women trapped by human trafficking will come to know Jesus Christ because of their efforts. To learn how you can get involved, just visit us at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, the Choctaw are a Native American tribe in southeastern U.S. Their last New Testament translation was completed in 1832, and it doesn't connect with today's generation.
The churches are losing their young people. The churches are getting smaller and smaller.
That's Wycliffe Bible Translators Laura Christel Horlings, who serves on the Choctaw Bible Translation Project. The team's working on a more modern Choctaw New Testament.
We have drafted the whole New Testament. A couple books are published. A good deal of it has been checked, but the remainder is to check about 15 of the books.
What's the impact of an updated translation?
I've seen in both churches that the one translator who became a pastor, his sermons always come from his study of the book that he's translating. Where he preaches, his churches are always growing.
Horling says as they near their goal, they need two things.
Praying and giving right now, we need to mobilize both. The spiritual resistance is very real.
And Burundi is one of Africa's poorest countries. That's changing. Food for the Hungry is helping a man named Claver. A cow was his first step in the right direction. Well, actually four. First, the help he received came through the local church where he heard the gospel. Then he learned the how-tos of self-sustaining farming. That was followed by a healthier family and a source of income to boot. Who knew a cow could open that door? Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News to find us. When you join, you'll get news, behind-the-scenes messages, video updates, and more. Links to our Facebook page at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.